Praise the Lord. That's sure true. Leave your burden with the Lord. I don't know how this unsaved world handles it. Some of the stuff that goes on nowadays, tragedies, heartaches, broken dreams. That happens to us too. But we can lay our burden before the Lord. He'll give us peace. Praise the Lord. I have decided to, I believe the Lord's led me, I should say, to not preach this the message today on courtship. I've been on a long series on that. I'm going to set that aside for 1 week and do something else today. I was kind of struggling a little bit with what to preach about. This was, I think, yesterday morning. I got a phone call yesterday morning. And, I'm going to talk more about it after a little while. But the answer came as a result of that phone call. So I'd like you to turn your Bibles today over to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is all about the Sermon on the Mount. Many, many different things there that the Lord teaches us in that message. It's a rather long message. Actually, I think the longest message that he preached. But we want to look at just a couple of verses there in chapter 7, in the middle of that sermon, and verses 13 and 14. It says there, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, and few there be that find it." And let's pray. Father, we pray that you bless the preaching of your word today. Pray that your Holy Spirit would be in control of every word that comes from my mouth. And I pray that you would control the listeners and their ears and their hearts. And you'd have your way in everybody's life today. Lord, help us to think seriously about this principle. And I pray that you would make this time count for eternity. And we recognize, Lord, eternity is a long time. But what we do now, in this short space of time that we call life here on earth, is what will determine our eternity. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless this time. Help me, Lord, now, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. This principle of two roads that we face across, you're going to coming down a road, you come to a crossroad. You can go this way or you can go this way. That's the name of the message today. The title of the message is Two Roads. But this can be applied in a couple different ways today. I think the primary application is certainly that every human being goes down this road and comes to this crossroad sometime in their life. This crossroad is either a broad way or a narrow way. And there's nothing else. A choice has to be made. For those who are here today, if you're not saved, yet you have a choice to make. You're walking down that road of life, and you've come to a crossroad in your life. One road is the broad road, which everybody goes on, the world goes on. The other road is the narrow road, which leads to Christ. The question is, which road will you take? There are eternal consequences on this broad road and on this narrow road. We'll talk about what the consequences are after a while. But at the end of the road, something is going to happen. Something that you need to know about, and you need to be very, very sober about, because it's reality. Jesus mentioned something similar to this in Luke chapter 13. It wasn't the same incident, but he used kind of the same idea in this passage as well. He was traveling around from city to city on his way to Jerusalem, and somebody asked him this question in Luke 13. Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Then it goes on, verse 25, it says, when once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not. Whence are you? Verse 26, then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets and the kingdom of God, and yourselves thrust out. So the end of this broad road, the first application that we want to make here, the principal application, the end of this broad road is eternal destruction. We know it is hell. We know it is the lake of fire. We know it as a place of torment, a dreadful place that nobody wants to go to. But I want you to notice something, kids. It says, These people who said that, but we know you, but we know who you are. We have eaten and drunk in your presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. I want to tell you something. You're not saved. You don't get to go to heaven because of your association with Christians. You don't get to go to heaven, kids, because your parents are Christians. You don't get to go to heaven, kids, because you attend church and you're around Christians all the time. You don't get to heaven because everybody thinks you're saved, even if you're not. Don't be fooled by that. The truth of the matter is, if you're not saved, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, repented of your sins and accepted Christ as your Savior, you are lost. You are on the broad road, the way to destruction. Mark it down. Make no mistake about that. Jesus makes that very clear here in this passage. But I want to also talk about the secondary application to this illustration, if I could. The secondary application is that there are temporal consequences to taking the broad road. Now let's just indulge me for a minute, if you would. So we're going down this road. We come to a broad road and a narrow road. And you decide, okay, I'm going to take the narrow road. I want to accept Christ. I'm going to be saved. And you get saved and you take this narrow road. And you go down this narrow road a ways. And pretty soon you come to another crossroad. And this crossroad One of these crossroads is a broad road, and the other is a narrow road again. Now you have a choice, another choice to make. You can take the broad road or you can take the narrow road. Now, on this road, the choice you make this time isn't going to make any difference whether you go to heaven or hell. But it's going to make a big difference about how your life's going to be on here on earth. A big difference. And by the way, that's what this phone call was about. I'm going to talk about that after a while. So, I believe that though that's not the primary interpretation or primary application of this scripture, I think it can be supported from other scriptures. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith hath made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. You see, Hymenaeus and Alexander, they were going down this road. They were Christians. But then they saw the broad road over here, and they stepped over and they took the broad road. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, and hath loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Demas hath forsaken me. He has loved this present world. He was going down this road, and he saw the broad road, how attractive it was and everything, and he looked down the narrow road that was in front of him, and he decided, man, that's not very pretty. That's not very exciting. That's a difficult road. I think I'll take this broad road. And Demas went the wrong way. And of course, we have the illustration of King David. For a while, David was going down the right narrow road, doing good. But he came to another crossroad in his life. Remember the story? How he stayed home from the war, and he looked out through his window, and he saw a beautiful woman bathing on her roof. Oh, David, how foolish. He committed adultery with her, and then had her husband murdered. And the rest of David's life, basically, was a mess. You look at, I think it's 2 Samuel. Right, 2 Samuel. And there's a division in 2 Samuel in the middle. Not sure exactly which chapter it is, or 12 or 13 long or somewhere. But anyway, you got David is having victory after victory. He's having a great life. And then he commits a sin. He goes down the broad road. And the rest of his life is a mess, basically. I want to tell you something. You decide to take the broad road. And there are consequences that you're going to suffer in this life. It's not going to be fun. When you're old and gray like me, wrinkled, you're going to look back in your life and you're going to be miserable. Why didn't I choose the other road? Why did I turn this direction? Why did I take this broad road? If only I'd done the right thing when I was young. Young people, hope you're listening to me. Well, there are several thoughts from this illustration of the two roads that I think can apply to either the saved or to the unsaved today. First of all, going down this road, choices have to be made. You say, I don't want to make a choice. By the way, there's no third choice. There's only two choices. Only two choices. There's no center choice, you know. You ever driving down a road, down maybe a highway or something, and you really don't know where you're going, and this is before Google, you know, all that, you know, you always know where you're going then, don't you? But you didn't really know where you're going, and you're not sure which exit to take, and you see an exit, I think it is. And if you don't watch it, you're going to pile onto the median there between the, you know, get a crash. You have to make a choice. And on this road, kids, you have to make a choice. You're going down this road. If you're saved today and you're going down this road, and yeah, it's narrow and it's maybe got some hard spots in it. And you look over here and you see this broad road, and you see how easy it is, and you see how pleasant, and oh man, I want to go that way. Watch out, don't do it. There are consequences at the end of that road. Choices have to be made. Hell is full of people. If you're not saved today, hell is full of people who couldn't decide one way or the other for Christ. Tragedies in this life are full of people who couldn't decide between following Christ or the world. I'm a little brokenhearted today, to be honest with you. There's some empty pews. Now, we've got a couple families that are gone this week. They'll be back. Three families, I think. But there are other empty pews here today, and we all know about it. We all know that we've had a couple of families leave and a few other people too this last year. And I think we're all pretty sad about that. But what's really sad to me about it is I think some of these folks that left, they left because they're trying to find a third road somewhere in between, a road of compromise. That saddens my heart. The choices have to be made. You can't leave the service today without making a choice. If you're not saved, you can't leave today without making a choice. If you get up after the service and you leave and you're not saved, you have made a choice for the broad road. What are you going to do? What road are you going to take? Let's talk about the broad road for a minute. What is the broad road like? It's attractive. It looks good. The Bible says that this road has a wide gate and it is a broad way. What does that mean? It means there's lots of room for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you go down to some of the streets in Longview, and they have, there's some streets, Derek and I was on one yesterday, and there's a car parked on one side of the street, you have to wait for the oncoming car. Remember that, Derek?
Yeah.
Narrow rural roads. But there are other roads in Longview that are so wide that you can have cars parked on both sides and cars coming and going in between, all kinds of room. I don't know why there's so much difference, but there seems to be. Well, that broad road is it's room for everybody. It's not crowded. It's a welcome, open invitation to you, kids. Do you know that? It's inviting. This broad road is the popular place. That's where everybody's going. It says many there will be, which go in thereat. You know why it's so popular? I tell you why. Because it's the world's way. That's why it's popular. It's the world's way. You ever notice people are not flocking to our church? Anybody else besides me notice that yet? Okay. We don't have people trying to get in the door, blocking in here. I want to tell you a reason for that. We don't have the world's music. We don't have the world's dress. We don't have the world's standards. We're different from the world. We are not appealing to the world. Let's face it. There's nothing about our church that's appealing to the world. We don't have a rock band up here. You know? We just, you know, it's not appealing. So, but you can go to some mega churches today, and man, the people are flocking in there. I'm not going to say every mega church, but I got to say most of them. People are flocking in there. Man, they can't hardly pack them in good enough. And why? Because they're inviting the world in to enjoy their worldly entertainment. That's why. And the world will flock to that. So this broad road is a popular road. Everybody's going there. Everybody's doing it. I've heard teenagers say, "But mom, but dad, everybody else is doing it. Why can't I do it?" Well, that's a bad argument. You know that? Kids, don't ever use that argument with your parents, because I know what your parents will say. Yeah, but you're not. Or that's why you're not doing it. That'll work too. So, it's a popular road. And it's an easy road. The Bible says, "Wide is the gate and broad is the way." It's easily entered. The road is easily walked. It's your natural inclinations to sin are never crossed or hindered on this road. On this broad road, you will find drunkenness, drug addiction, and debauchery of all kinds, of course. But you also will find dating. I'm going to give a plug for a courtship here. You will also find dating, flirting, sparking, and touching. On this broad road, you will find selfishness, stubbornness, and self-will. You will find anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. On this broad road, you will find lasciviousness, worldliness, and immorality. On this broad road, you will find compromise, evil companions, and a silenced conscience. I appreciate what Alex said about the conscience today. So this road is an easy road. It's a fun road. And it has all kinds of thrills on this road. You know, I guess I need to be careful. I sound like I'm advertising it, don't I? I just want you to be aware. When you see something like this, you need to say, "Whoa, wait a minute. It looks too good to be true." Well, it is too good to be true. Yeah, there are thrills down that road, but there are also spills at the other end. And along the way. Yeah, it's a thrilling road. It's a fun road. Hebrews 11 tells us about Moses. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Sin's pleasurable for a season. It's fun. But watch out for the end of the road. We're going to get to the end of the road in a minute. So that's the broad road. Let's take a look at this narrow road. And again, this is bad for advertising. Nobody's going to want this road when I get done. Okay. Well, here's this, what this road is like. It's a lonely road. Just few there be that find it. Family or friends may take the other road, and you'll be alone. I have decided to follow Jesus. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Will you do that, kids? Now, it's wonderful if you have a Christian family and Christian siblings. That's wonderful. But what if you don't? Or what if something happened and someone went the wrong direction? You going to follow on the broad road? Or are you going to stand and stay on the narrow road? It's a lonely road. There's a story behind that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. There was a Indian man and his family who had decided to be followers of Christ and became Christians. There was a lot of adversity to Christianity where they lived. The chief and the other men of the village were persecuting them, and finally they told the man, if you don't renounce Christ, we're going to kill your two children. And he said, I have decided to follow Jesus. And they killed his two children. They turned to his wife and they said, if you don't renounce Christ, we're going to kill your wife. He said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though no one go with me, still I will follow. They killed his wife. And then as he sang the song, they killed him. But the chief and many of the other people in the village, because of the testimony of this family, soon became Christians. It's a wonderful story of someone who took a stand, the ultimate stand for Christ. It's a lonely road, the narrow road. It is a difficult road. It kind of goes along with what I've already said. There are rocks to trip you. There are holes to fall into. There are dangerous, narrow places. There are slippery places. Places almost impossible to pass. There are trials, mockery, rules, and restrictions. On this road, you find that things go against your sinful natural passions. You will find on this narrow road that it will take endurance, sacrifice, and surrender. And it will take obedience and trust in the Lord when hope is almost gone. Job said, as he sat in the ash heap, body covered in boils, his children dead, all of his possessions gone, he sat there and he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. That's the kind of road this is, kids. It's a rough road. It's a difficult road. I'm not trying to paint a rosy picture here about this narrow road. It's not. It's a difficult road. You know, on this road, you will have to be sober and watchful all the time. And it can be a long and toilsome road. This narrow road is also a restrictive road. The word narrow is indicating that it's restrictive. That means you will be forsaking this world system and the culture and all of its ideas and ways. The song goes on to say, the world behind me, the cross before me. You will need to forsake the world. 1 John 5:2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. What he's saying here is you can't love both. You can't love both the world and the Lord Jesus at the same time. The love of the world is over here on this broad road. The love of Christ is over here on this narrow road. As believers, we have a new love. How many of you love the Lord Jesus today? Amen. There was a young actress walking down the street one day, and she came to this open door, and just inside the open door she saw a couch with a young girl on the couch that was an invalid. She thought to herself, you know, I'll just step in there and try and encourage her a little bit, which was a gracious thing to do. But she found out as she began to talk to her, this young girl was a dedicated Christian. And instead of her encouraging the young girl encouraged her. And she was so moved by her testimony that it wasn't long before this actress accepted Christ as her Savior. Her family was supported by her acting. Her father was kind of the head of the acting thing and whatever they call it. And she told him that I can't do this anymore. It violates my Christian principles. He said, but dear, we'll be in financial ruin if you don't do this. Said, I'm sorry, you can't do it. Well, he pleaded with her. Finally, she decided, well, I'll do this one more time. It's already scheduled. One more show, it's already scheduled. So she agreed. The auditorium was filled with people. The curtain was drawn, and she stepped forward. But instead of doing her normal routine, she began to sing, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." Yeah, this road, this narrow road is restrictive. We can't love the world and love Jesus both. We have to make a choice. Do you love Jesus? Now, let's look, in conclusion here, let's look at the end of the two roads for a minute. The end of the two roads, of course, are unseen to us at this point. God has chosen that we cannot see the end of either road as far as eternity is concerned while we're in this life. We have to accept it by faith. Someone said, he who chooses the beginning of the road chooses the place it will lead to. So, kids, what you choose now as you're going down this road and you have an opportunity to turn and go to the broad road or stay on the narrow road, what you choose now will determine the rest of your life. and it will determine what's at the end of this road. The narrow road leads to life. That is eternal life. It also leads to the, for the Christian, it also leads to the fulfilled, abundant life. I think that's what we all want. We want to be, have a successful Christian life, don't we? Amen? Okay. So, what's at the end of this road, this narrow road? Well, the glories of heaven. You say, well, I don't know what heaven's going to be like. Well, the Bible tells us a few things about it, but no, we don't know a lot about it. But we do know it's going to be a wonderful, glorious place. Did you know that, you know, how long did it take God to create the earth? 6 days, right? Okay. You know that, that Jesus has been carrying on a building project in heaven now for 2,000 years? If it took God 6 days to build this earth and that all the planets and all of the universe, think about, I mean, we look around at the beauty of this earth, but think about what heaven must be like after 2,000 years construction project, you know? I did a little math on this. And I would say that heaven is going to be 122,000 times as magnificent as earth. If you use the right relationship there, okay? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what heaven's going to be like? Heaven's going to be a place where there's no sin. I look forward to that. I look forward to a place where I won't have any more sin. No more struggles. No more temptations. It's a wonderful place. It lasts for eternity. Can we believe that? I hope we believe that. We'll have eternal peace. We don't have a lot of peace in this life, do we, sometimes? All problems come and we lose sleep over them and all this kind of... Not in heaven. We'll have eternal peace. But what about the broad road? The Bible tells that Jesus said the broad road leads to destruction. Isaiah 27:21, it says, "There is no peace, saith the Lord, saith my God, to the wicked. There is no peace in the torments of hell. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth in hell," Jesus said. He said, "Hell is a place where fire never shall be quenched." Those who take the broad road shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, 2 Thessalonians 1:9 says. Sometimes in this life we look at the narrow road and we think how difficult it is and we think, oh man, those guys are going down that broad road and they're having a great time. What's the deal here? You know? Well, that's what the psalmist asked in Psalm 73. He said, you know, I'm fretting because the wicked don't have all these problems. The wicked, you know, they're going down this broad road and everything's just wonderful and fun for them. They're having a great time. We're going down this road. We're having all kinds of troubles and problems and stuff. What is the deal here? And then down in verse 17 of the same chapter, the psalmist says, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end." I want you to know something. The end of that broad road, it might be a great fun time for a while, but there is an end. And at that end, it's not fun. It's not fun anymore. It's eternal destruction. It's the lake of fire. It's eternal burning. It's a place of torment that you'll never get out of. Eternal destruction. There's no hope in hell. Told you a while ago I was going to tell you about my phone call. Now I want to carefully relate this to you if I can. I question whether I should say who this person is or not. I guess I won't. It's a relative. She called me and she was concerned about my health and everything, and I talked to her a little bit about that for a while. And I asked her how she was doing. How's her family? How's she doing? You know, she said, by the way, she's 82 years old. Near the end of life. Near the end of the road. She said, it's a mess. It's a mess. And she told me a few things about her life and her family. She said, I'm having a hard time emotionally dealing with all this stuff. Well, this lady, many, many years ago, when she was young, she was walking down this road, and she came to a fork in the road. She looked down the narrow road. It didn't look very appealing. But this broad road looked like fun and great place to go. She took the broad road. I want you to take this right. But back there about the same time when I was young, I came to a fork in the road. I looked at the broad road. Yeah, man, it looks like great fun. But I chose the narrow road. And I want to tell you, when I hung up that phone, I just had to praise God and thank God for what He's done in my life. God gets all the glory. Thank God for my family, their godliness. I was just overwhelmed by that thought. I could have gone the other way. I could have taken that broad road. Yeah, it looked attractive. Kids, I'm telling you, there's a dead end to that broad road. It's ugly at the other end. Don't go there. Take the narrow road. Yeah, it's not without problems. It's not without difficulty, but it's the right road and it has a great end to it. You'll be glad you did. Let's pray. Father, I pray now that you bless the invitation time. Perhaps there's somebody here that they're not sure that they're saved. Maybe everybody else thinks they are, but they know they're not. I pray that they would not be embarrassed, that they would decide today that I'm not putting off any longer. I'm going to take the narrow road. I'm going to get saved. Lord, I pray that that would be the case. And I pray, Father, for every Christian here, these young people especially, Lord, as they're going down these young years of life, they're coming to this fork in the road. They're saved, but Lord, the rest of their lives are going to depend on which road they take. Oh God, help them to take the right road. Bless the invitation time, we pray now. In Jesus' name, amen.